every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Come on around back, Arizona. If you're a regular listener, you're looking at the calendar and you're like, what is going on? Farm Bureau's in on the first Saturday of the month, not the second Saturday. Well, we kind of had a little rollover. It was a really blatant, obvious mistake. Caught that the last broadcast, or the last Saturday of 21, was on Christmas, which we don't broadcast on Christmas. So we bumped Greg Peterson to the first week, Farm Bureau in on the second. So the whole month of January, and if you've got the home maintenance calendar, is all rolled back a week, but doesn't detract from the great content that we're going to have here today. We've got the Farm Bureau in, Julie Murphy, the spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau. We're talking leafy greens today, and as always, you've got a local farmer rancher guest in studio with you.
Good morning, Roman. It was okay that I came in today instead of on New Year's morning because, you know, although I have a harder time staying awake at midnight when the ball drops, it was kind of nice not to have to worry about coming in on New Year's Day. But yes, I have a guest today, Cammy Weddle. Some of the listeners might recognize that we had her in earlier this summer where we were talking about watermelons or melons in general. Well, Cammy's back with us because she has such an expertise working for Russo Farming Company here in Maricopa County, but she's also hails from Yuma originally, and her family, I believe, still farms there. So because the topic is leafy greens, we've got all sorts of things to talk about. Welcome, Cammy, and thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes.
Beautiful day.
So give us your title and tell us a little bit about what you do for Russo Farming Company here in Maricopa County.
Yeah, so I am Director of Food Safety and Quality for Russo, as you mentioned, and I'm basically in charge of implementing, managing, and overseeing all the food safety and quality items for our farm. So it's a big job, but it's a fun job. It's a unique job. Not a lot of people know that there's food safety managers for all these growers out here and farms. And so it presents challenges, but it's fun. And
so to be a food safety oversight individual, what did you have to get your degree in?
There isn't any specific degree that you have to do, but my path, I have a degree in microbiology and cool. A minor in chemistry. And but really, a lot of the food safety growers, they usually have a science background or a degree, but they also just have a lot of that hands-on experience. And there's a lot of great training and resources that these food safety professionals can take nowadays, and they can just expand on their knowledge that way. So really, I've been doing this now for 15 years almost, which is crazy to think, but I had no idea when I got out of school in 2004, I guess, and with my micro degree that this is where it would lead me. But I was excited that I was still able to stay in farming, but also, you know, use some of that science in farming, but do it on the food safety side versus on an agronomy side or and a harvest side. So that's kind of how my path has evolved. And
Then to that point, it's allowed you to stay in it. What's your background from Yuma? I mean, tell us about your farm family.
Yuma. My family still grows. They mostly do alfalfa and citrus, lemons in Yuma. And so I grew up on my grandparents were farmers, and my dad and now my brother is working on the farm as well. So Yuma and farming has kind of been in my blood. But like I said, I had no idea that I would still stay in agriculture because I didn't see myself, you know, being a farmer or anything specifically. So the food safety, when that kind of opened up after I left school, you know, we had a large outbreak in this country. And so the industry was coming together and they were, going over these science-based guidances and developing them as an industry. So it was a unique time. It was a neat time for me to dive in. So it kind of just has flowed that way for me over the last 15 years.
And this young woman is an up-and-comer because besides, we just submitted her name and it was approved for on the national level with the American Farm Bureau Federation for her to be on the Issues Advisory Committee for the Food Safety Group. Props to you on that.
Thank you.
And then on top of that, she's involved with Arizona's Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement. I got it right,
I think.
You
did, yes.
And so we have in studio somebody that really is focused on supporting the effort for us to produce quality, healthy, safe food for Arizonans and then our families across America. So talk a little bit more about why we've done such a good job here in Arizona when it comes to food safety. Is it because of people like you?
I think so. I mean, we do. We have a lot of great longtime farming families in this state, and they really care about the product that they're putting out on the shelves. And they provide this product to their families. I mean, I eat all of our lettuce and leafy greens. So we want to provide a safe and nutritious product. And I think Arizona, with the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension, they have a great team that has really helped harness that science and back these guidances that the Arizona Leafy Green Marketing Agreement is founded on. And we just really have a really dedicated staff and volunteers that believe in what we do. And we want to make sure that farming stays in Arizona for years to come, that it's not something that's going to move into different states or different countries. And we have a unique thing here in Arizona with the ability to grow these crops in the winter time. We have a mild desert climate that just lends itself to being able to grow these commodities really well. And you know, we've unfortunately had some outbreaks that have occurred, but I think as an industry and working with those scientists to figure out what's happening in our environment and why these things are occurring is really why we've been able to be successful. And we feed, I don't know the exact number, but it's in the millions of servings of salad and leafy greens every day. I wish I had that.
130 million
thank you.
Salads a day is what they estimate America consumes. And the number of different types of leafy greens. I know there's 15 that were listed that are grown in Arizona. A lot of these I'd never even heard of before getting this information.
Endive,
from Drew.
Escarola, I think I said that right. Spring mix, cabbage, romaine, butter lettuce, arugula, iceberg lettuce, green leaf lettuce, red leaf lettuce, baby leaf lettuce, spinach, kale, chard. And radicchio, I guess.
Radicchio, yep. Yeah, no, there's a lot. And, I mean, Arizona grows a lot more commodities, but these 15 are the ones that the Arizona Leafy Green Marketing Agreement really focuses on. And this is, if you're a member of that agreement, then these are the commodities that you have to be in compliance with. So.
And to bring this down to the consumer level, you and I, you know, you said you eat the produce that you guys grow. We have to get a little bit better at eating our leafy greens and our fruits and vegetables. According to a 2019 study, only 12.3% of U.S. adults consumed the recommended levels of fruit and vegetables, and 10% got the recommended levels of just vegetables. Data showed that the overall efforts on us eating our fruits and vegetables obviously has to improve. And they always talk about the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables averages 4 to 5. And I always ask the question, well, what's a serving? So the easiest way, one of my nutritionist friends told me, is it's Julie, what's the size of your fist? That's basically a serving. So we all have to get better at getting those 4 to 5 servings of our fruits and vegetables on a daily basis.
Well, it's how you measure that, you know. Leaf of lettuce covers my fist.
Yeah.
So in that regards, I'm way above serving.
Yeah. Yes. And I every morning for breakfast, scrambled eggs, and I just dump in a lot of the, like kale, the harder leafy greens that are high in the vitamin C and antioxidants and stuff like that. So it's not as hard to get that 4 to 5 servings a day.
No, it's not. I mean, what I like to do is and I haven't done it since before the holidays, I'll have to admit, is make a smoothie in the morning. Right. And I always put in, you know, a cup of spinach, and then I'll put some cauliflower and then a mango or a banana, something also sweet. But then you don't even taste the spinach and you're still getting it. And it's like, because some people don't like the taste of raw spinach. And
or some of their other leafy greens. Like yeah,
you say exactly. Some people, I think you'd be hard pressed finding somebody that does.
Right. It's probably a better, yeah.
And all my ranchers, they're promoting the leafy greens because they say, you know, a great mixed salad goes great with a steak, or a great mixed salad goes great with our pork, our local pork. So
yeah, you can't beat a wedge salad. That's like my favorite.
Yes. It's just very good.
Blue cheese and
so bacon. Talk about, you know, we always think about and default to Yuma production because it's so big. John Boltz, one of our farmers, he's also vice president of Arizona Farm Bureau. He says that anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 semi-load trucks are leaving daily Yuma. So our leafy greens production in Yuma is huge. It's a pendulum swing. Usually in the summer, everything's coming from California, then it shifts to Yuma. But why is production so good in Yuma County, Maricopa County, where Russo Farms is? And now I hear there's more leafy greens production even occurring in Pinal County.
I think a lot of it just really has to do with the weather, the climate that we have. We just have that mild climate. We don't have a lot of freezing cold mornings over the last week. And so we start harvesting later in the day. We can't start at 7 a.m. It's usually like 10 a.m. before we can start harvest. But I think the majority of that is because of that weather. And then we've had really good availability of water in Yuma County. And, you know, our climate is not much different than Yuma County up here. It's maybe a little colder and some mornings, but it's pretty similar. So I think that's pretty much the main reason.
I wanted to ask you this question, just thinking how unique your job is in farming. What's your favorite aspect of your job?
I will give you the break to think about it, because we can do a lot here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock.